This paranoia, this phenomenon, I shouldn't call it a paranoia, I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but this phenomenon is a terrible one, and it has caused mankind and individuals a terrible unhappiness. And another example of the same thing is the famous Protocol of the Elders of Zion, which was a fake document. It was supposed to be a meeting of the old Jews and the leaders of Zion, in which they had gotten together and cooked up a scheme for the domination of the world. International bankers, international, you know, a great big marvelous machine, just out of proportion. But it wasn't so far out of proportion that people didn't believe it, and it was one of the strongest forces in the development of anti-Semitism. What I am asking for, in many directions, is an abject honesty. I think that we should have a more abject honesty in political matters, and I think we'll be freer that way. I would like to point out that people are not honest. Scientists are not honest at all, either. It's useless. Nobody's honest. Scientists are not honest, and people usually believe that they are. That makes it worse. By honest, I don't mean that you only tell what's true. But you make clear the entire situation. You make clear all the information that is required for somebody else who is intelligent to make up their mind. For example, in connection with nuclear testing, I don't know myself whether I am for nuclear testing or against nuclear testing. There are reasons on both sides. It makes radioactivity, and it's dangerous. And it's also very bad to have a war. But whether it's going to be more likely to have a war or less likely to have a war because you test, I don't know. Whether preparation will stop the war or lack of preparation, I don't know. So I'm not trying to say I'm on either side. That's why I can be abjectly honest on this one. The big question comes, of course, whether there's a danger from radioactivity. In my opinion, the greatest danger and the greatest question on nuclear testing is the question of its future effects. The deaths and the radioactivity, which would be caused by the war, would be so many times more than the nuclear testing that the effects that it would have in the future are far more important than the infinitesimal amount of radioactivity produced now. How infinitesimal is the amount, however? Radioactivity is bad. Nobody knows a good effect of general radioactivity. So if you increase the general amount of radioactivity in the air, you are producing something not good. Therefore, nuclear testing in this respect produces something not good. If you are a scientist, then, you have the right and should point out this fact. On the other hand, the thing is quantitative. The question is how much is not good. You can play games and show that you will kill 10 million people in the next 2,000 years with it. If I were to walk in front of a car, hoping that I will have some more children in the future, I also will kill 10,000 people in the next 10,000 years, if you figure it out, from a certain way of calculating.